Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing news and other features of Jewish interest to Radio Sefarad's English-speaking audience in Spain and around the world. Our trivia question for this week is, how many members does Abraham Forum have and why? The Abraham Forum for Interfaith and Intercultural Dialogue, Foro Abraham in Spanish, is a nonprofit organization that was founded in Madrid in 2008 to promote dialogue between individuals and communities of different faiths. They do this through a variety of activities in different areas and also cooperate with other organizations that have similar goals. This week, we're speaking with Victoria Martin, founder and president of the organization. Thank you very much for speaking with us today, Vicky. Could you first tell us what Foro Abraham is, what its mission is?
Okay. Well, thanks also for the interview. I'm very honored to speak about this association because I feel that in a way it's kind of my child. It's a civil society organization that I started with four other friends, already 10 years ago. And I think that Foro Abraham is special in a sense because what we aim to do is to bring people of different faiths together. And we are not linked to any particular faith organization. We don't have any institutional support. So it's just normal people who thought that, okay, we really need to get to know each other because we live in the same society, and we started it really like grassroots and out of our own initiative.
What gave you the idea?
Well, the idea came because I'm a journalist, and in 2007, I was invited to Bethlehem in Israel to actually write about a concert that a group of female musicians were going to give in Bethlehem for Christmas. So I spent 1 week there, and I wrote a book afterwards about the city of Bethlehem and what it means for Jews, for Muslims and Christians. So afterwards, once that the book was published, I was invited to a sort of like a summer workshop of a university in the Canary Islands in Spain. And the topic of this conference was to explore whether religion was a source of conflict or a source of peace. And they had two different panels. So there was a panel of religious leaders, and then there was a panel of journalists who had to speak about religious difficult situations or religious conflicts. So I was invited to speak about this book, but then because we all had to travel to the Canary Islands and it was so far, we spent 3 days together. And I realized that it was an opportunity to actually get to know each other as persons. And I also realized that, especially, I think the Muslim representative and the Christian representative, they had so many misconceptions about each other. And through the course of these 3 days, they became friends. And I thought, I mean, we need to create a space in which these people can get to know each other. And it cannot be that there are so many initiatives in which you have a panel and people speak, but there's no interaction. And that's how I proposed to these two people that we would create a permanent forum as a space for dialogue. And I started it with these two persons. And there was also a Jewish representative, but we asked him whether he wanted to be part of this. And he said he was already involved in so many other initiatives. So he suggested another person, Federico Zuckerman, who was at the time working for Radio Sefarad, and he was very, very passionate for dialogue, and from the start he wanted to join our group.
But don't you find that the people who are attracted to this kind of activity are people who are already predisposed to understanding each other? I mean, is there a way that you reach out to people who are not predisposed, who already have these prejudices and who just say, no, this is the way it is?
I think that we are very well positioned actually to reach to these people because now the Foro Abraham has grown and we are 10 members and each member is very active in his own community. So I know that some people are afraid of interfaith dialogue because they feel that the goal of dialogue. It's a sort of like merging of religions so that they're going to lose their own identity. And I think one of the advantages of our forum is that, for example, I'm a Catholic. I go to church every day and I take my faith very seriously. So in my own community, I see that some people are a bit afraid of interfaith dialogue. But what I do is that because they trust me, I can invite my Muslim friend. And I think that our strong point, our added value is this trust. Because the same thing that maybe one of the local mosques in the outskirts of Madrid, in which the community is a bit isolated from the rest of the neighbors, our Muslim friend will speak with the imam and he will propose to have an activity. And I will invite the Christians and our Jewish friends will invite the Jews. So that there's always this climate of trust and friendship. And that's how people who maybe would not just go to any conference or who would not participate in any interfaith activity, at the end they accept to participate in ours.
Are you based in Madrid then?
For Aram is based in Madrid, and most of the work we do is in Madrid because we work a lot, as I say, with local and grassroots faith communities.
Do you have any kind of a relationship with other organizations, either local or national or international organizations?
Yes, so what we do is that at the local level, we cooperate with some organizations. So, for example, there are some Catholic think tanks or organizations with whom we can provide more like this interfaith dimension. And this we have done. For example, actually yesterday, there was a conference organized by the Fundación Pablo VI, which is a Catholic sort of think tank in which they organize conferences. So we cooperate with them. Or last week, we also worked with this Fundación La Merced, which is run by Catholic priests. And what they do is that they provide social housing for people who are demanding a refugee or asylum. So we work with them. So at the local level, we also work with a Muslim organization, Taiba, that is working also for the inclusion of Muslim population. So we work with different groups, but usually they are like mono-faith. You know, and what we do is that we provide this interfaith dimension. And at the international level also, so two of the members of Abraham Forum, like as myself as well, are also fellows of the UN Alliance of Civilizations. And we take part in their international network. We participate in activities, sometimes in New York. I was, for example, invited also to a UNESCO conference on intercultural and interfaith dialogue in Baku some years ago. So we're active at that level. And also Abraham Forum became a member of a Europe-wide organization that it's called Religions for Peace. And what we do is that we go more like as speakers. And I think that this is also an important activity, but I would say that it's only complementary to our grassroots work because you already have so many international fora in which people go to speak. And I think that, I mean, for us, this is only worth doing if we can provide, also if we can give a voice to the local people we're working with.
So what are some of your activities?
So, for example, some of the activities that we do every year is, we say, the open doors of a local mosque. So every year during Ramadan, we go to a local mosque in one of the little towns around Madrid. And we propose to the local Muslim community that they will welcome some neighbors to celebrate iftar, so the dinner with which they break the fasting. And so the imam will show the mosque, because sometimes even neighbors have never been inside the facilities of the mosque. And then they explain what they do, they explain how they pray, they explain what the sense of fasting and Ramadan is, and then we all have dinner together. So this has been, I think, the most successful, in a way, activity we have done, because you really see how this single day changes the life of people who participate. And I think, in a way, it starts a new dynamic in the neighborhood. I remember, for example, once that we went to this suburb near Madrid. And what we did is that, for example, we invited the local priest. And at the beginning, he was a bit suspicious of, like, why would I go to a mosque? But then You know, because, and also that this local priest has a radio program in Radio Maria, which is a Catholic radio station. So he's also an influencer, no? He can multiply the message. So we called him and we explained what we're doing. And I think, you know, I also personally invited him. I said that there was also going to be another priest. And he came and he was asking all these questions about Jesus. He didn't know that Jesus was a prophet in Islam. Mm. And after the explanation of the imam, and there's always a Q&A of the participants at the end, he took the floor and he thanked Abraham Forum. And he said, actually, this is the first time in my life that I'm in a mosque. No? And so from now on, I think that If there's any tension in the community, he will not be afraid to go to the imam and speak with him, because they already have, you know, a relationship that started that day. And the same way, that day, it was also very nice because it's a working class area of Madrid. So even the building of the mosque is not very nice. It's an old warehouse. So when you see it from outside, it's not even nice. And you would not imagine that this is a worship place. Which I think the concept of a mosque is a bit different of the concept of a church, because they spend the day, they also learn Spanish and Arabic, and it's also a sort of social center. So the Spanish who are living there, who are not Muslim, when they see it from outside, it looks a bit intimidating, so they would never go. So what we did is that we sent invitation to the local newspaper, to the local radio station, to all the cultural associations in the neighborhood, and they all came. And they were also telling us, you know, like, we were wondering what was happening here, because they saw some people going in, but they didn't dare to go if they had not been invited. So this is an activity that we do every year, and also every year we celebrate together a Hanukkah and Christmas dinner, in which we invite all the friends. We always say the friends of Abraham Forum. So all these people we have been working with during the year, of all the different associations with whom we cooperate.
Have you done any activities that include the Jewish community?
Of course. In every activity, we try to have it multi-faith. So we even to this, like, open doors of the mosque, we invite some Jewish friends to come.
Because there's such a small Jewish community, yes, in Madrid, and in the outskirts of Madrid, I think probably even fewer.
Yes, but we have 3 Jewish members of Abraham Forum. And so what they do is that they invite friends in their community, so they attend also our activities. And of course, for this Hanukkah and Christmas dinner, it's both Christians and Jews that are hosting the dinner. So we speak about what it means, what Hanukkah means. We speak about what Christmas means. And also another activity that we have organized, because we have also these international contacts. So a couple of years ago, there was a group of international journalists that came to Madrid, and we organized a little tour. So we took them to Toledo, we had to visit also the synagogue and all the, like, tradition of the 3 religions that still exist, that it can be traced back in history in Toledo. We also went to Cordoba, and we came back to Madrid, and on Friday, so the community of Mario Stauffenmacher, who is one of the Jewish members of our forum, he invited us to go and spend Shabbat with them.
That's Betel, that's the conservative Masorti community.
Yes, yes. And so with these international journalists, who were 2 Muslim, 2 Jewish, and 1 Christian, and we all went together to attend the Shabbat celebration. And it was very nice. Even, I have to say, because I'm Spanish, but as I was growing up, I experienced no diversity at all in my school, with my neighbors, you know. I was raised, I would say, in a very mainstream Spanish family. So I became exposed to diversity only because I received a Fulbright scholarship to study in the United States. And I spent 2 years in New York, from 1998 to 2000, and then I think my view of the world completely changed. And these journalists that I invited to Madrid, they were my classmates at Columbia University at the time. So at one point I wanted to invite them because I was not even interested in religion before I went to New York. And it was through these Jewish and Muslim friends that I became interested in religion. That's why at one point I decided to invite them and also see what Abraham Forum is doing in Spain, because in a way, from my point of view, they were my inspiration.
You said that there are only really 10 members of the forum and that they invite people who they know to these activities. But has the number of people who attend, has it expanded in the last 10 years? And is there a way that you are publicizing your activities to the general public?
Of course, we try to publicize our activities. And we, as I say, that we work with a lot of different people. But the only reason why we keep it small, because the members, it's, I would say, in Abraham Forum, because of the nature of the association, as I said, that is, it's very grassroots, and we don't receive any official funding, so we don't have any hierarchy. Everything is collegiate. And what we do is that we try to have a dialogue among ourselves, because no one is officially representing any religion. We are just normal people. We only represent ourselves, but it's important that we keep this trust and this friendship. I think we have become like a family. So the first activities is among ourselves, and sometimes we have to discuss things before we can even do something outside, because sometimes we don't agree or we need to understand each other. So the fact that it's a small group of members, it doesn't mean that we don't work with many other people, but it's these 10 members that decide on what should be done. And for example, we have adopted a declaration for religious freedom. So this was something that we had to work a lot among ourselves. What does it mean? No, like the right to religious freedom. For example, we had very interesting conversations about the right to convert. Is there a right to convert to another religion? Is that accepted in our religion? What's the difference between civic law and our religious law? So we want to keep it small in that sense, that we are not an organization. I think it's more of a family, and then we want to extend it to more people, and that's how we cooperate with so many people. But it's important, I think, to keep that spirit of, I think, authenticity and friendship.
If any of our listeners are interested in contacting you, can they do that through your webpage?
Yes, so we are very active also on social media. So we have a webpage where they will find our contact and also an overview of the different activities that we do. And we also have a Facebook page, which is El Foro Abraham on Facebook. And we also have a Twitter account. So I think that it's easy to find us.
Do you have any specific plans for future activities, anything new and different?
Well, we would like to focus more on the young, because we have seen that sometimes in some of the activities that we organize, it's more grown-up people that are participating, and we feel that we need to attract young people, because they are the ones who will build also the future of our society. And personally, I also feel that I would like to engage more like mainstream Spaniards. As you say, sometimes it's difficult to attract people who are not interested in principle in engaging in a dialogue. And I think my impression sometimes is that the minority is more interested and is making a bigger effort to be known by the majority. And sometimes the majority is not in the landscape. So we are trying to get in touch with some youth organizations so that we can cooperate with universities, with university residences and colleges, so that we can also bring our activities more to where the young are.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think it's okay, just that I like very much Radio Sefarad, that I think that there's so much that we still need to know about Sefarad and everything that it means for Spain.
Thank you very much, Vicky.
Thank you.
Well, that's it for this week. As always, we'd love to hear from you, so please email us any comments or suggestions or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is EnglishCorner@RadioSefarad.com. See you next week.